My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast. We're so happy you're here.
We're so happy that you could be with us, you could join us today. And our first ever monthly...
It's a new series.
A series of new.
If you listened to last week's episode, you know we have a new series coming where once a month we watch a Nicolas Cage horror movie.
Yeah.
Sounds silly, but there's surprisingly a lot, and I'm really excited.
Me too. We are still trying to decide how to name this. I'm sure by the time you see it, the title will have come up with the name.
And it'll be so good and so funny.
And so clever.
And everybody's going to love it.
And so smart.
So. So, yeah. I think we started off with a bang, in my opinion.
Quite the bang. I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on this movie.
Of course, we're talking about Willy's Wonderland. Starring Nicolas Cage and a whole bunch of people. I have no idea who they are. I've never seen him before and never seen him since.
So
it's basically a Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff.
Yeah.
But I don't even know where, like, did they just come up with it and was like, I want to do this?
I don't know. We probably should have looked up the origin. Like, ow!
Oh my gosh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
That was my hip.
Oh.
Oh gosh, I'm feeling my age today.
Guys, this episode's gonna be quick. So, we're sitting on the floor.
I just die.
Yeah, she's gonna break her legs.
I really might. So I don't know because I remember when it came out, like I remember the previews for it. And I was like, oh, is that Five Nights at Freddy's? They make a movie? And then realizing, oh no, it's like something totally different. But it's literally the exact same
idea
of being
souls trapped in animatronics.
Yeah.
There's children were missing. There is bad things that happened at this Willy's Wonderland birthday party place. You know, it's giving Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Arcade, child arcade, ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
All the same. It's literally Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
But it's really
one night.
Yes, there's only one night. The difference is, with these, they were possessed by several adults.
Serial killers.
Who decided to possess these animatronics on their... They performed a satanic ritual once they realized they were caught by the cops. And they now possess these animatronics. The animatronics, instead of
staying in the, they would go out into the town and they would start killing people in the town as the animatronics. So in order for them not to do that and to leave the town alone, the main people of the town, I guess the sheriff, the owner of the, Willy's and the henchmen, I guess, would... offer a sacrifice to feed the animatronics of anyone like a drifter, anyone who comes through town.
Who, quote unquote, wouldn't be missed.
Yes.
Which, you know, I love a kooky...
Yeah, kooky town.
I think they were in Texas, too, because they said something about Texas.
I think so. Well, the main guy was like Tex-Mikadoo or something like that.
Yeah, and he was like, you can call it Texas Twister or something. So, yeah, I think it was... Maybe in the South, something. Small town, cricket sheriff, and just doing whatever they can to protect their town.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately for Nicolas Cage here, he's driving through this town, and he runs over these spikes.
That they're clearly arranged.
Arranged there.
Blows his tires,
and the only one mechanic in town is said, I will have it ready for you in the morning. I just need $1,000
in cash. We don't do ATMs. We don't do credit cards.
They don't have ATMs. They don't have anything. then he's like, oh, you don't have any money. Would you be willing to work it off? Nicolas Cage nods. He does not talk in this entire movie. The
whole entire movie.
Not one word. I was waiting.
Nope. Not a single word is uttered.
Do you think they were able to pay him less?
There's a lot. I don't know. I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not. It's Nicolas Cage.
There's a lot of grunts and...
Yeah.
A strange character, this man. Well, first let me get your initial thoughts.
Of the movie?
Yeah. Did you, enjoy it? Were you scared? Were you, thought it was funny?
I think it would have sucked a lot more if Nicolas Cage wasn't in it.
Yes, I agree.
The budget went to Nicolas Cage.
If it had been anyone else playing that role, it would have been like, what the hell is this?
And then everybody else seemed like they came from the community theater stage.
Yep.
They kind of sucked. But he did not even speak a word. No. And he slayed the role. I loved it. Honestly, with any time he was in it, I'm like, yes. All the other stuff, I was like, shut up. Yeah. Who cares? I thought it was an interesting take, I guess, on Five Nights at Freddy's. Instead of it being super lore heavy, they were able to explain the lore instead of having several games and books and one-off things, you know? So, I think that it was interesting. They were definitely more menacing looking from the get-go. Yeah,
and it was more violent.
Yes, much more violent. This one was gory. Rated R.
Yeah, was it?
I think so. They said F word a few times.
They did, and there was a
lot of guts. Oh yeah, a sex scene. Forgot about that. Yeah, there's a sex scene. They played into the tropes.
Oh yeah.
There's a final girl. The ones having sex don't make it.
Yeah, they get killed while having sex.
While having sex, of course, by an animatronic. I think it was all really good. The only things that I really was I would have not liked that. I don't like that as much. Was the dancer doll girl.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she was way too, it was obviously a person.
Yeah. It was a lot less, animatronic and, it was a lot more of literally a person with, an animatronic head.
Head, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
It looked...
And she was supposed to be, she was, seductive. it was weird. Her, oh, let's have a menage a trois. No. Huh?
She was, creepy, but only when she was more, animatronic. I don't know.
Only when it was, just her head showing.
It just seemed very, very low budget.
Yes. It was very unserious, though. The whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was very unserious.
Which is nice.
Yes. Love an unserious queen.
Yeah. Queen. But Nicolas Cage, I think this character... Do we even know his name?
He's just called the janitor. It's literally his credit.
The janitor. Will be, one of my new, Desert Island...
Characters.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
He'll just be I just need a soda.
He literally would...
And a ping pong machine.
Yeah, so... We see him in the beginning. He's just drinking this...
Purple soda.
I guess? First I thought it was, an energy drink.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe it is.
And he has, a bunch of them. And... He... I don't, it's probably something, maybe you understood it? Did you understand it? His deal?
With the soda?
Yeah. No?
I just assume that's his thing.
Okay.
Like
just... Yeah. Same. So he basically goes in, and he starts cleaning. He's just
fine, I guess.
Dilly-dallying, doing his thing, cleaning.
He's a great cleaner.
He really is. Very efficient. At first he wasn't though.
That's true.
Because he wasn't. I mean, he was. I was like, "What are you doing?" Like when he was sweeping.
Oh yeah.
My husband was like, "Does he ever swept before?" He's like, "I doubt Nicolas Cage has ever had a sweep before in his life." I was like, "Probably not."
Give him a break.
So he's cleaning, and there's, I think his first interaction is, I don't know, what's his? It's like one of which one is the first one he kills.
That was another problem, is they were so mangled looking, sometimes I couldn't tell who was who, because the one with the big eyelashes was not the first
lizard,
one.
No.
Was it the duck? Was there a duck?
I don't think there was a duck.
See, that's why I was like, I don't know what they were.
Anyways, I don't know what the first one was, but this first one comes at him and he literally just, he just kills it.
Yeah.
And he does it all with just the same facial expression.
These are just like he was not shocked.
No, not at all. And then he just goes back to cleaning.
Yeah.
And then he, and every, I guess it's like supposed to be every hour or something.
Yes, on a break.
Like.
Without fail.
He goes on this break. Yes. He goes on a break and he, his little watch will beep. He'll go, he has a soda and he plays this.
Billy's Wonderland ping ball. Ping pong.
Ping, what no. is it called? Pinball.
Pinball.
Pinball machine that he found in the kitchen. And he plays it. And then once his watch beeps, he goes back on break. So he'll be in the middle of fighting one of these things. And then his watch will beep. And then he leaves.
It really inspired me because I don't take my 15-minute breaks at work.
There you go.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow?
You know what?
I'm going to take my 2 15-minute breaks.
I think what it was is like a commentary on like...
Work-life balance.
Work-life balance. And really like being... strict, not with work, but with strict with your mental personal health. Life and taking those breaks. Joy. No matter what you're doing, you got to take those breaks.
And let me tell you, the way I feel when I have a Diet Coke, I could kill animatronic. Like,
you know what?
When I have it, I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever had. That's I'm so happy.
Like my coffee in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Very millennial thing to say. I'm sorry, but it is.
No. I understand it too. I'm like, yes. It could even taste bad, but I'm like, this is my drink of the day, and I love it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I 100% understand that. Not millennial. Just people. Not millennial, just people.
Just people.
But I totally related to him that. And I'm like, when I got my Diet Coke, I also feel like I can punch. I think it was called, like, punch something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And that ping pong, that is like the equivalent of me being like, all right, time for my crosswords. Like,
exactly.
Time for my Diet Coke and my crosswords, and then I'm ready to take on the world.
I know. And, you know, got that structure, the timer. Like, I need that. I do really well.
I don't care if my life is in danger.
Yeah. I need that time. Give it to me.
Yeah.
So, actually, I think that was the.
It was so silly, but also like.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, do that. Exactly. Go to do your ping pong, pinball, whatever.
So he, like, my favorite is he cleans the bathroom. The bathroom's, like, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Do, like, a montage of him cleaning the bathroom. And that bathroom looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, it was satisfying how clean he got that bathroom.
It kind of reminded me of,
like, one rag and some Windex.
A TikTok, like, when you split-screen something.
I literally
like,
watch cleaning. Those.
Satisfying cleaning videos. But then you also see, like, a horror movie at the same time. So, yeah, it kind of checked all the boxes for me. Clean. Yeah.
I loved it.
Nicolas Cage.
And then, of course, he comes out and there's the little animatronics are playing, you know, they're playing their song and he's just like watching. He's like, interesting. He just turns them off.
He has no
feeling. He does not give a fuck.
Not even an eyebrow raise.
No, it's amazing. He's just, he literally gives no Fs and it's like, it's also very inspiring.
Yeah. Because that's kind of how I feel too. Like, sometimes I care at work and then I'm just like, actually don't need to at all because I'm just like
doesn't matter
know. Yeah, in the really
scheme
doesn't.
Of things it doesn't matter
and his life is literally at stake, but whatever, he's chill about it, he doesn't care.
I don't think I worried for him one time.
No, I was like, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I think, you know, he's gonna live, but like I did not, I just not worry about him getting critically injured or anything.
No, it's like a stone wall.
Yeah. He kills the gorilla disappears and he has a whole fight with him in the bathroom.
Yes.
And I liked that.
I liked how this was shot, too, because it was really fun and, like...
It was, like...
It reminded me of Spy Kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be, like, almost, like, found footage, like, shots. They would, like, randomly put those
A lot of snap
of shots
zooms,
in.
A lot of, like, very edited. Like, it just looked really fun. Like, it's funny. And you know, like, the CGI was, like, not great. But they were, like, but our camera work is cool.
Right.
You know? Like,
exactly.
So it's kind of, like... fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they really did a great job for their budget. And I think they know, like, we have this budget and this is what we can do. So let's own up to some of the cheesiness and some of the, you know.
Yeah.
Bad CGI, whatever.
Agree.
What was I going to say?
But the,
I also liked his fighting. The fighting scenes.
He just punches them. Like, punch, punch.
I was going to say, I think this is probably the easiest film for Nicolas Cage.
Right.
It had to have been. He just had to go, like, ugh.
Yeah.
And, like, punch and something. Punch, and drink soda and pinball.
And do, well, later he does a whole dance routine.
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
But, so there's this girl who's been wanting to burn the place down for a while. So she gets all of her friends and they go to, like, burn it down. But she's like, no, but the guy's in there. We got to get him out. So she goes in through the air ducts and, of course, runs into...
That scared me. That one actually scared me.
The alligator?
Me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually jump scared me.
So an alligator and is chasing her. And she basically, like, falls in there. She fights the weird ballerina lady, which I didn't really get. Like, the lady took her out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just, like, appears later.
Mm-hmm.
But, she's telling, like, the Nicolas Cage, like, you need to get out. And he's just, like...
No response.
He just, like, keeps cleaning. Like, he's gonna do the job.
He's like, I just want to get
out. He's gonna earn the tires. Like, that's, like... It's respectable.
Yeah.
But then all of her friends are on the roof. They're debating what to do. And then they all fall in through the roof.
Dumb.
Into the ball pit.
What a fun jump.
It would be fun. It's like, that was a dream.
Mm.
Ball pit, foam pit, mm-hmm. falling from the roof.
I love a good foam pit.
Yeah.
I can smell it right now.
I wonder, like, I really wonder if I could get out of one.
Get out of one now?
Yeah. Those,
they were hard when I was younger.
Yeah. I've seen videos of, like, older women, like, falling in them and not, like literally not being able to get out.
Oh, no. Really?
Because they, like, don't have the, I don't know. I think I could still.
We can still do it. Let's go to iJumps and see if we can do it.
Yeah, let's go. It's our next challenge.
Every year we'll do it until we can't anymore.
Oh, yeah, we'll see how, like, what age.
We're doing the work for you, so then we'll tell you at this age you cannot do it.
You can no longer do it.
Anyway.
Anyways.
They fall in, and they are actually trapped because the door was chained up.
Yeah.
To prevent Nicolas Cage from escaping. Because he was the sacrifice.
Right.
And so now the girl's like, dang it, now we can't get out. And all her friends are in there. So it's, how many friends?
One, two, three, four, five.
Who's the fifth one that I'm missing?
There's the girl, the boyfriend, the guy with the glasses, the kid that liked her, and then
I forgot about the guy with the glasses. Mm-hmm. So they're all there too. Nicolas Cage is still ignoring them, just cleaning, taking his breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, one by one, start encountering the animatronics.
Yeah. So first there's the knight.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stabs a kid right through the gut.
That was a shock, too.
It was. And, well, the girl and the boy, girlfriend and the boyfriend, they, like, are like, yeah, let's split up from the group in this place.
They wanted to go to the place where all the murders actually happened.
Yeah, which, why would you do that? Like, but they didn't want to go in. Like, that, except for that one guy, I think it was, like, Bob. I think mm-hmm. his name literally was mm-hmm. Bob. He was like, I don't want to go in. I'm going home. This is dumb. We're all going to die here. But then he goes and splits up with his girlfriend.
Just because they got a little riled up.
Get all riled up.
So they're in there. At one point, the group was like, where did they go? And then they're like, oh, I don't know. And then they're like, anyway, Nick, you got to get out of here. Nicolas Cage, you have to get out of here. Yeah. Like, they didn't really care. They were like, okay, well, they're gone. So one guy gets stabbed by the knight.
Mm-hmm. And then Nicolas Cage comes and...
kills the knight.
Kills him.
And they still don't care that their friends are gone. And the kid with the glasses.
He just gets separated.
He gets separated and got feasted on.
I think they all ran. When the knight stabbed, they all kind of ran off. Scattered. Different directions.
Her boyfriend hid in the ball pit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the glasses got eaten.
Mm-hmm. And then the girlfriend and boyfriend decide to have a romp.
Have a romp in the murder hay. And there's an alligator in there. Right?
Yeah. An alligator. And it's just like...
And she's like, it's staring at us. And he's like, it's always in
he's
there.
He's like, it's fine.
And I'm like, bro.
Like, you know the animatronics come to life.
Animatronics are evil. Like, you know what, this.
Why would you be like, it's fine, just keep going.
Yeah. And she's like, okay. And then it wasn't okay.
And then it wasn't okay.
Okay. The alligator.
Tears them a new one.
Tears them up. And they're screaming. Nicolas Cage and the girl come busting in. And they're dead.
Nicolas Cage takes the alligator and literally pries its mouth,
jaws open,
and then reaches in and pulls its, like,
which was cool,
tongue out, which I
uh-oh,
that scared me,
the water fell.
That was a cool kill.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that kill.
Yes, it was cool. It was pretty cool.
I like how when he gets done, he just bags them up in trash bags.
Yeah, and he's
literally
like,
just like, he just did his job. Like,
he doesn't, he's like, I'm cleaning up house. Didn't you ask me to clean it?
Yeah, I'm gonna clean literally everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm just mad at the girl, the main girl. What's her name? I don't even know. I feel like they didn't even tell.
Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Liv.
Liv.
That was it.
Livia.
Liv.
She brought all her friends into this mess and they all died. Like,
they literally all died.
Your fault.
He's not really her boyfriend, but the guy that likes her.
Yeah.
He was like in the arcade and there's this like the lizard one and the lizard's like, I'm not like everyone else. Everyone, they make fun of me, so
he's
come out
ugly,
and yeah, stuff. And he's like, okay, if you're not like the other ones, then,
we'll make a deal.
Yeah.
He was like, we'll make a deal.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to make a deal. That's right. And then her tongue shoots out and then wraps around his neck. And then she just like snaps his neck.
Yeah. And he's dead.
But, so then Nicolas Cage and the girl run in. And that's when he has his first, like, he's, like, about to fight this thing. He, like, gets ready to fight it. And then his watch
goes off.
He gives the other girl, like, a knife. And then he, like, leaves.
And has a soda and does
pinball. Yeah. And then when his break's over, he comes back. And this girl's getting
beat up.
And my favorite is how he grabs
the tongue
from the other side and rips it back. And then slams it. Like, he uses the tongue.
Yes.
That was probably my favorite fight.
Yeah.
Was that one.
That one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one or the last Willy.
Yeah.
So he's taking them out one by one. We eventually get to the sheriff comes.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff then gives more backstory to the deputy who's new and tells the story of Liv and how she came to the town. She was also telling the story about how they sacrifice people. And mm-hmm. one day it went wrong because the two parents died, but they did not kill the little girl, which was
Liv.
Liv. And the sheriff has taken care of her ever since. And they do not get along. Liv hates her for continuing this
mm-hmm.
murder.
Cycle.
Yeah. Cycle. But she just tried to save her.
So she comes in and she sees, like, everything's happened. She's, like, saying, oh, Willie, like, this man doesn't reflect us. Like,
we're
we'll
so
make
sorry.
This right
yeah.
and everything. And so she handcuffs Nicolas Cage
mm-hmm.
and takes the girl and sends her away.
With the deputy.
Yeah, and then she is going to sit outside and wait for...
Make sure that they... Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a couple more fights that happen between mm-hmm. the, because the frog didn't die.
Mm-mm. The Hispanic.
Almost
or Chinese
died.
Frog?
What?
What does he speak? Chinese or
the frog?
Spanish, yeah.
The bird speaks Spanish.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That one escapes.
Yes.
And, so he fights the frog and the ballerina lady.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, crushes
does
the
it
bell.
Without... Without hands.
Without hands.
Crushes the ballerina's
head with his thighs, which is just...
That was hilarious. When it was happening,
amazing.
I was like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know, because it's a little bit of an innuendo.
Yeah.
Something else happening.
It looks like...
But he's crushing her head with his thighs,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty amazing.
Yes. So he does that.
Mm-hmm. And he breaks the handcuffs, and he goes back to his pinball machine.
And he cleans.
And he has, like, a dance session with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally wins pinball.
Fist bump in the air.
Yes. He's very excited.
He finishes
the
his
most,
last
probably
soda.
The most emotion you see on him.
Yeah. He was literally, like,
is when he, like, yeah.
popping his head. And then he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows he has one animatronic left.
Mm-hmm.
Big ol' Willy.
Willie himself.
Willie the Weasel.
Willie the Weasel. And meanwhile, the girl is in the car with the deputy.
Mm-hmm. Liv is in the car with the deputy.
And she's trying to explain to him...
That he's not doing... He shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
He needs to go and fix it.
And then the Spanish bird comes and
grabs them and kills them.
Kills that guy, and then she beats the bird with a gun and runs off back to the Willies.
Back to Willies.
And then Willie the Weasel has a fight. I think I looked away of their first fight because mm-hmm. he gets thrown into the ball pit, right? Mm-hmm. But then Willie just like walks away. Mm-hmm. And then was that all?
Well, the sheriff came inside, went inside. The sheriff lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it for the fight.
And then because he crawls out yes. the ball pit.
Willie's like, all right, give you another second. He crawls back out of the mm-hmm. ball pit. Yeah.
That's the only time you see Nicolas Cage, like...
Ow.
Like, ow.
Yeah.
In any sort of turmoil at all.
Yeah.
And he's not even. He just crawls out, like, with the exact same expression on his face. Yeah, he's just like,
That's all. and then, I forgot, why did the sheriff come back in?
I think, because he went and, he literally, like, left the... thing to put the trash bags.
Oh, yes, yeah. yes.
He was just kept
and
going.
She's like, what the? And so she goes inside and she's like, that's it. We need to sacrifice you to Willie. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, has a gun on him and is like, don't move. And she says, Willie, come get him. And then the lights go out.
And then Willie is behind her.
And Willie.
And he's like, actually, no, bitch, you're my sacrifice.
Gets her. And in one fell swoop, half of her body is gone.
She cuts
and
then her right
starts
in half.
Squirting blood. Like, it was so funny. Yeah, I was not sad to see her go. I was like, bye, girl.
She needed to go.
Yeah.
Like, this guy just killed all the animatronics. Why aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Why don't you help him take Willie out?
The last one that you need to take out. Yeah.
Like, why are you still, like, on board for this?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
So, she gone. Now Willie and Nicolas Cage face off. Mm-hmm. And Willie has razor sharp talons, claws, if mm-hmm. you will.
Sure does.
Scratching poor Willie, and poor Nicolas Cage. But finally, I thought he was going to be a goner.
Really?
Dang, he's all bloody. Well, I didn't think he was going to die. I just thought somebody else was going to come save him.
Yeah. No, he just decided he found the last...
Soda punch,
and he beat Willie to death. Bashed his head right in.
Mm-hmm. And he was bagged it up, finished cleaning, put on a new shirt.
He would put on a new shirt between every single kill.
Kill, yes.
It was funny. Because, the animatronics would, spew, oil.
Yeah.
Which was, blood, but it was, black. Like,
and he'd be all oil. Gross, so he'd change and... Mm-hmm. Then he was fine. And then he was like, all right.
And he still finished cleaning and he set it up. It was all nice.
Yeah.
And
I like the cleaning montages too because they were all very rhythmic and quick and fun and satisfying.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, well, I did my job.
And then the techs guy and the mechanic show up with the car, which is that's really nice that they showed up with the car even though they weren't. Planning the mechanic showed up to give the car to Tex as he was like, oh, this will look nice in my collection.
Yeah, it was like Nicolas Cage's Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
With all new brand new tires, mm-hmm. all fixed. And they show up and they're like, all right, let's clean up the body. And then they realize that it's unlocked.
They look in, they're like, A, it's unlocked. B, all the tables are set up and it's clean.
Yeah.
And there's no animatronics anymore. And he comes out and he just doesn't say anything. He opens his palm up to get the keys. They give it to him and he
walks away.
The girl shows up and she just she just gets in the car with him and they drive off.
And they're like, all right, we're together now.
And the meanwhile, we see one of the animatronics crawl out of the trash bag. The dang ballerina girl. And
I guess he didn't squeeze hard enough on the thighs.
I guess not. Just kind of made her pass out for a bit. And the techs and the mechanic are like, well, maybe we'll actually reopen this place after all. They're legit. They're how I think the sheriff should have been. They're like, it's over.
Like, yeah, they're like, awesome.
Yeah,
thanks,
great.
Man.
Thanks, dude. I mean, I feel like they should have given him more than just his car back.
Yeah.
But whatever. And they get in the car.
And they're like, what should we name
Texas
it?
Car. Yeah.
Texas.
And he's like, oh, worse. Yeah. And then the, which, they make it seem like the animatronic's going to be in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
She's not.
I thought she was going to do that or hop on the top.
Yeah. She has the gas can, mm-hmm. I guess, and she lights the thing on fire and it explodes.
Mm-hmm. And she blasts back. I don't know if she dies.
Yeah, we don't actually know if she dies. She could have survived that.
Yeah.
She survived Nick Cage's legs.
I feel like
she survived anything.
Oh, and then the ending is they drive away and they're drinking
punch
together.
Yeah, he's about to drink his punch and hands it to the girl and she drinks it. And then as they're driving down the road, the Spanish bird is kind of limping along and they
run him over. But I feel like the animatronics were too easy to kill for them to sacrificed all these people.
All these people for so long. I guess it's like, in some ways, like the element of surprise. The people inside.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Nick Cage wasn't surprised by anything. No. Ever. In any sense of the word. And I guess the people that went into this place was not expecting the animatronics to be, you know, so they weren't able to get any sort of upper hand.
And they didn't have punch soda.
And they didn't have the soda.
But I mean,
they didn't take their breaks.
She said, yeah, you do need breaks. That's what he said. He said, take lots of, or take your, don't forget take your breaks.
He did.
And he said, okay, I'll take your breaks.
I will do that, bet.
He literally is like, I will do everything that you told me to do. I will clean it. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
But I also mean is like the town was saying we didn't go at war with the animatronics.
Oh yeah.
Like what if everybody in the town, like they were kind of easy to kill.
They
like,
were.
He would have had like minimal.
He literally just beat some of them. He just like all he had to do was really like beat Willie.
Oh, the only thing
a
was
a lot.
Yeah. And like the.
You might have had a few sacrifices, a few casualties, but you had that anyway. So.
Yeah. Because, like, the teenagers were just being stupid.
Right.
They weren't smart. Like, none of them were. They were all making stupid choices.
Yeah.
So, it's like, as long as you got, like, a group of the smartest, strongest, like, right. You should be fine.
But maybe that's the thing. Maybe the town didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
They kind of seem like maybe they...
Are stupid.
Are all stupid and dumb.
Yeah. But, I mean, once there's a killing spree in your town, I guess you'll do anything.
I guess so.
Sacrifice...
To keep it locked up.
What if, like, how do you even determine, like, these people won't be missed?
Right?
And they pick a family?
Yeah. And these people won't be missed?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Like, where, you're telling me that little girl doesn't have a grandmother?
Right? Or friends?
Yeah.
That the family doesn't have the mom doesn't have a mommy group she goes to?
And they're like, where'd she go? And they just let her live in this town with this sheriff?
Yeah.
So strange. That part's weird, but whatever. Yeah. It's besides the point.
Right. It's not a perfect movie.
No.
And we never claimed it was.
I do think Nicolas Cage is perfect in
it. I think Nicolas Cage is perfect.
Yeah. I think it was really fun.
It was fun. It was silly, goofy, fun, funny. Like, cannot go into it thinking that it's going to be, like,
amazing.
A good movie.
No.
But go into it for Nicolas Cage.
And fun and, like...
Is the point.
Some silliness.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, he's one of my new favorite horror characters. Because he just,
unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Literally, my favorite line was when Liz was like, you think he's trapped in here with the animatronics. The animatronics are trapped in here with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the line of the century.
Because it's so true.
Yeah. He literally did not give a shit.
Yeah.
And I want to be that unbothered. That's, mm-hmm. like, my goal in life.
And I wonder why, like, once they realized this is no ordinary guy, he's killing us, why didn't they switch their tactics?
Right. You know? Right.
Like, they still just went very...
Like, oh, surprise! I'm an animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They didn't, like... They also didn't attack him... At the same time. Only those two.
The dog and the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they'd all attacked him at once, I don't know. He'd still come on.
I didn't think he'd be fine. Even if he was handcuffed. He got that punch soda. He got thighs.
He got that punch soda. Now I want some of that soda.
I don't know what it is, but my mouth is parched. I could use a Diet Coke right now. But no, I thought it was fun. It was way better than I thought it was going to be because I thought it was going to be like serious.
Yeah.
But
it was going to be like, oh, this is ooh, spooky. But it really was like,
no. Got a few jump scares, but jokes they were like funny. Yeah. And I don't know. I think Nicolas Cage.
He can make anything good.
He can make anything good. I love him in National Treasure.
Yes.
I watched that like last month.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
It's so good. He's so good.
I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Do it. I just want to watch it again. Just because.
This is actually my second time seeing it.
Okay, yeah.
But it was a long time ago when I watched it.
It came out in 2021, so yeah, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Weird that it's been a minute since 2021.
I know.
I wonder why they were like, you're not going to say anything.
I know.
Like, I need to kind of read about, like, this filmmaker.
Right, and see what the purpose behind
Maybe
it was.
Maybe I should look it up and see who the director is.
Yeah. So I think there were some good morals to the story because I think every Nicolas Cage movie has to have a good moral to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think moral of the story is don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Drink your soda, mm-hmm. take your breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else really matters. When the work needs to be done, you'll get it done. You'll get the job done. But take your breaks. Take your time.
Play your game.
Play your game. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all good things to live by, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, this movie was directed by... Oh, goodness. I just had it here.
Directed by
Kevin Lewis.
Okay, Kevin, go off.
And he was a screenplay too.
Mm-hmm.
He did the screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to look at if there's anything like about
like the reasoning behind anything.
Yeah. Apparently, he first tried to do a short film titled Wally's Wonderland.
Okay. Did he get inspiration from Five Nights?
It doesn't say that. It does say that the cult following was comparing it to Five Nights at Freddy's.
Right. I feel like there's
they
no
They denied way any similarities, is what it says.
Well, there's definitely similarities.
Uh-huh. Apparently, the custom pinball machine in the film was based on the 1982 Gottlieb table, Devil's Dare.
Gottlieb?
I don't know what that is.
Gottlieb?
Hmm. Mm-mm. I do not know what that is. Oh, okay. These are all their names, animatronic characters.
Okay.
Douglas Dog. Maybe the dog is what dog? We... Was the first
was
one.
Was the first one?
Yeah. Polly Penguin.
There was a penguin?
I didn't see a penguin. Barry Bear. Pirate
Pete.
I
thought it was a gorilla. This must be from Wally. Wait. Willie's Judy Legal original
okay,
animatronic.
The original ones.
Okay, I was like...
I don't remember any of those. This was put on hold because of COVID. Possible sequel.
Oh.
Sequel was being actively discussed. That's all I know.
I don't really see how they could do a sequel. No. And I don't really think that it needs one. No. Unless we find the janitor in some other situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it would not have to be anything to do with animatronics.
Yeah. Interesting. I guess it doesn't really say anything about why he didn't. Maybe there's interviews or something with him. It's like why he didn't talk and stuff like that.
Did they do any press for this? I don't think they did any press for this.
Let's see. It just says release. Critical response. No. I mean, I'd never even heard of this until you told me about it.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah. Because, I mean, did it even come into theaters or did it just go to...
It didn't come to theaters. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
It just went straight to...
Something.
DVD or something. Their budget was $5 million.
$5 million?
$5 million pennies. $5 million.
Dang.
That's really small though, right?
I guess. I don't know. To
Let's
me.
Let's look at Five Nights at Freddy's cap, like, budget.
Yeah.
To compare.
I know. I guess it is small, but to me, I know it takes like a lot to make a movie, but it's like $5 million.
Yeah, the budget for Five Nights at Freddy's was $20
million. Dang.
But box office, $297.2 million.
Dang. I know.
I contributed. I sure did.
It did well, but
yeah.
I don't know.
$5 million is still more than I'll ever see in my life.
Movie budgets to me is just like $20 million. That's so much money for a movie. Like at the end of the day, a movie. Like I love movies. I love them. And I would, there's so many movies that I couldn't live without. But like for a movie, like.
It's kind of crazy.
When you like, when so many people are suffering, I don't know. That's a whole, it's a whole tangent. Because I contribute to it because I go see them. So I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a hypocrite.
Entertainment has its value. But
it does.
Now that we expect certain things, I think the budget goes higher and
bigger
higher.
And yeah. Bigger.
And, you know, a lot of that doesn't go towards the right people.
True.
That's another problem.
True. That's very true. It doesn't go towards writers. It doesn't go towards, like, production. The lowest level of yeah. production, even though they're, like, literally making the movie happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
PAs don't get paid a lot, so.
Yeah, crazy. They do a lot, so.
But that's another tangent.
It is. Another time, another place.
I wonder what the pay difference was from Nicolas Cage, who did not say a word to like live. I mean, probably quite.
Would you be pissed or would you be like, I get it?
Oh, I'd get it.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage, are you kidding me?
Same.
I'd be like, you want my paycheck too? I'll do this for free.
I'll do it for free.
But no. It was fun. I definitely, should we have like a special rating?
We should.
I rate this one for Declarations of Independence.
I was going to say Declarations of Independence. Oh my gosh.
4 Declarations of Independence is out of 5.
I give it a 3.78.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I give it because there's so many more movies we got to watch. So
you're right. I'm starting off strong.
Starting off
also
strong.
Also give it 1 Bill of Rights for...
for what?
Did they have, they don't have any job laws in Bill of Rights, do they? Or slave, they only have the slavery one.
Yeah, I don't know.
They added the amendments.
Yeah.
Is the Bill of Rights the amendments, right? Or the amendments something else?
I don't think we should talk
anymore. Oh, I think the Bill of Rights has
the amendments. The Bill of Rights and then there's the amendments that are part of the Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights, right. So the amendment was the 16th one.
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
The 19th Amendment was women's right to vote.
Yes. And the 16th, oh no, the 15th one was the, no, 14th, no, the 13th one was abolition of slavery.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Anyways.
That's your
we're
little,
very educated.
Can we please just watch National Treasure?
Yes.
I forgot the one part where they had to change clothes and they went and shopped in Urban Outfitters.
Oh yeah.
And he wore a leather jacket from Urban Outfitters and I was like, get that off of me right now. So funny.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, we'll do another one of these next month.
Let us know which. We haven't decided which one
we haven't decided next month yet. So if you can think of one, if you find one, if you research one and you really want us to watch that one, let us know. Otherwise, we're going to choose and we're not going to take your
advice
into consideration at all. If you do not, let us know.
Yeah. So let us know. Or don't. And then we'll figure it out. Anyway. We hope you have a Willy's Wonderland weekend. It's not the weekend.
It's not the weekend.
Willy's Wonderland week.
And that you let us know what you thought about this movie by following us on Instagram at /enslavedpod.
Or on TikTok at /enslavedpod.
We might make a TikTok for this.
We need to make more TikToks. I haven't made a TikTok in forever.
Me neither.
It's because I do it for work, so I hate it. Anyway. Yeah. So, the moral of the story, take your breaks tomorrow. I'll take my break tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take mine, too.
Drink your sodies.
I'll drink my soda. I'll kill an animatronic.
Change your clothes if it's dirty.
Yes.
And don't talk too much.
And don't be bothered.
Do not care.
But do be bothered by listening to this.
Yes, please listen.
And sharing it. And rating it, even.
Yeah.
If you feel so inclined.
Only if it's 5 stars, because I can't handle
it. Only if it's 5 stars at Freddy's. I can't.
5 stars of Freddy's.
Okay, that's a bad joke.
All right.
Join
us next week for some more slash and slay shenanigans.
Yes. We'll be doing something.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.